You know, tonight we're on the other side of Thanksgiving Day.
Yeah.
You know, it's almost like, okay, that's behind us now, and we're next year we'll have things to be thankful for again. But you know, I'm thinking tonight about having a heart. You know, we read that verse in Proverbs that says, keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. And it's easy for me to just think about that sin of that verse is saying, watch your life, watch your heart, that it not lead you into sin, because that's going to be the issues of life. But you know, I think about it covering some other areas of our life. Thanksgiving is one of those. Keep your heart with all diligence, because there are warnings in the Bible about being unthankful.
Yes.
People that were unthankful and the result that comes from that. So I would like to look at some verses tonight, because it goes much farther than just when there's turkey on the table. There's a lot of good food on Thanksgiving Day, and we learn to be thankful for that. I'd like to start with a verse. Sister Maxine has been telling us about the life of Paul last week, so I'd like to look at something that he was thankful for. It's in Philippians, the first chapter, and in the third verse. Now, this is one that may be a little different. Maybe you haven't thought about this one for having Thanksgiving. I thank my God upon every remembrance of you. You know, here he's sending a letter maybe to the Philippians, and he says, just every time my thought goes to you, I thank God for you. And you know, there were some times where we even heard maybe in Sunday school a verse that said, to Paul, his heart's desire was that Israel would be saved. And you know, some of the trouble, a lot of the trouble that came into his life came from his own people, that he had a desire that they would be saved. But here's some people that he says to these people, I thank my God upon every remembrance of you, always in every prayer of mine for you all, making request with joy. The thought of them brought thanksgiving to his heart. Now, I've had to think about that. Times in my life, if I reviewed back over my life's history, did I always live in such a way that just the thought of me brought thanksgiving to some people? I have to kind of say I probably didn't do that at times. It did probably drive them to their knees. Would you have mercy on him? But I thought about this. This is quite a verse for the Philippian church, that his thoughts of them brought thanksgiving, thankful for the life they were living. And I was thinking tonight of some verses, and maybe you have a verse, of thanksgiving, verses that I need to have just, thy word, O Lord, have I hid in my heart. That one says that I might not sin against thee. But I think it's also that I hide his word away in my heart so that it will inspire me in directions throughout the year. Here are some of the verses. I'd like to go to Psalms 136. Psalms 136 and 1. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good.
Yes.
His mercy endureth forever. And that chapter, every verse ends with, his mercy endureth forever.
Yes.
Sometimes if I ever said, well, you know, what do I have to be thankful for? I want to tell you, I need to be thanking the Lord every day that his mercy endureth forever.
Yes,
not just for the world around me, but also I think about the mercy that he has shown to me in my life.
Yes.
Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. His mercy endureth forever. Then I'd like to look, there's a lot of places in Psalms, but I'd like to look at another one, Psalms 92. 92 and the first verse, first and second. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord.
Yes.
And to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High. It's a good thing to give thanks. To show forth thy loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness every night.
Yes.
It's a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord. And another verse was Psalms 119 and 62. at midnight, I will rise. You ever woke up at midnight thinking about troubles? Maybe you wasn't able to solve a problem the day before at work, or things going on in your home or whatever. You wake up at midnight and it's hard to go back to sleep. Look at this verse. At midnight, I will rise to give thanks unto thee because of thy righteous judgments. I've had times where I could not go back to sleep, but I remember the old saying that if you just lay in there, you can't sleep. Start counting sheep, you know, jumping over a fence or something. Surely you go to sleep after a while. This one says, at midnight, I'm going to start giving thanks to the Lord. Now, you know, there are times that maybe we woke up and it's Satan that is bringing thoughts to us. You can be guaranteed it is Satan if they're negative thoughts, maybe about what somebody else has done to you or whatever. And those thoughts are coming to me and keeping me awake. But I want to tell you how I can find out about it is if I'll rise, if I'll go ahead and get up and start thanking God for what he's done for me.
Yes.
It's almost guaranteed if it was Satan that woke me up to think about something negative, he'll be happy for me to go back to sleep to get off of the Thanksgiving side of it. So it's important for me to be able to have a thankful heart.
Yes.
That it's my heart, keep your heart with all diligence. That my heart would be trained that thanksgiving comes from it. Thankful for the Lord, for what the Lord has done for me. There's another verse in Psalms 105. And in the first verse, oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the people. You know, this is why we really come together on Wednesday nights, is I would like to make known his deeds, what he has done for me through this past week.
Amen.
Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, call upon his name, make known his deeds among the people. The things that he has done through the past week, those things that he has done for us to encourage someone else that maybe is having trouble being thankful, finding something to be thankful for, that we would be able to make known his deeds among the people. And then there's one more in Psalms 140. And in the 13th verse, surely the righteous shall give thanks unto thy name.
Yes.
The upright shall dwell in thy presence. Surely the righteous would do it. If anybody would do it, surely it would be the righteous. And I was thinking about thanks. I've been trained all my life that when we stop to eat, that we bow our heads and thank the Lord for it. You know, if we're not careful, that can become a routine. It's just something you just don't eat until you do it. But it can become a habit. You know, I need it to be a condition of my heart that I'm coming to the Lord to acknowledge to him, I appreciate you giving this to me. And you know, easily we're in a world that is unthankful. And it would be real easy to think, well, you know what, I was the one that went out and did the work. Yes, but you know what? Farther down the chain was God was the one that gave me strength to be able to get up to do the work. So I have something to be thankful for. You remember in Romans, in the first chapter of the book of Romans, it almost gives us a picture of the day and time that we're living in today. And one of the things that is said would be happening is that people would be unthankful.
Yes.
There would be a condition of unthankful. I don't want that to happen to me. I was thinking of that, just an overall condition of unthankful in our nation. You know, when people get to a place where they feel like things are owed to them, they become unthankful for the things that are done for them. And I saw this happen after Hurricane Katrina, and the government came in, and I don't know how they got them so fast, but they got thousands of travel trailers, brand new travel trailers, just giving them out to people. This is yours. It's not like you have it for a few weeks and give it back. It's theirs. And I thought, boy, this is going to really bring a lot of thanksgiving. We're going to really appreciate the government and what they've done. Do you remember that time? There were lawsuits. They said, it's a plot. The government's trying to kill the poor people because it's wintertime and we got the thing all closed up and turned the heat up and the formaldehyde in the carpet, and which happens any time you get something new. said it's making us sick. So it's a plot. You know, it's the government's trying to kill out the poor people that don't have money. And I thought about that. You know, a time of unthankful, it can happen. It's so easy to happen. And I need to always be alert about myself that I would not move into a place of unthankful. You know, we could come to the place where we feel like the Lord owes us something. Yes, even because I'm a Christian, Lord, you owe it to me. You know what? I need to be thankful for everything he does. Tomorrow when I get up and can take a breath, tomorrow when I get up and I can go to work without pain, I don't want to be unthankful. I want to show the Lord that I am grateful for what he does. You remember in Jesus' prayer in John 17, he's saying, I'm not praying that you would take them out of the world, but what I want you to do is keep them from the evil that's in the world. And unthankful is an evil that's in the world today. Not appreciating what the Lord has done for us. It's also said in 2 Timothy, the 3rd chapter, this know also that in the last days, perilous times would come. And so it gave us a little list of things that would happen. And one of those things was, people are going to be unthankful. They're not going to appreciate the things that it could start with, the things that are done for us in our country. It can lead on to the things that God does for us. But my desire is, I want my heart to be bent toward thankfulness, that it is easy for me to rise and give thanks to the Lord. There's a couple verses that I'd like to look at. In Psalms 100, is a reminder that I need to have throughout the year. And then on Thanksgiving Day, all it is just one more day that I give Thanksgiving, thanks to the Lord. In Psalms 100 and the 3rd verse, know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. You know, that's quite a thought right there. And it's real easy for me to say, I know that. It is he that hath made us and not we ourselves. If I'm able to take another breath, it's because the Lord allowed it to be given to me. So as I was thinking about this, how thankful am I? How thankful are you? If I were to break down my prayers to the Lord and I had a category of here's how long my thanksgivings were, you know, because it says, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to the Lord. So usually in our prayers, we will thank the Lord for what he's done for us. And I wonder, if I broke mine down to this much time was spent, this percentage of my prayer was thanksgiving, and this percentage was give me the things, I got a list of things I want from you. I might would be surprised how lopsided it was. How much my desires, my wants. And you know, he tells us to bring our requests to him. But I think I need to focus more on the things that I need to be thankful for. Those things that the Lord has done for us. In everything by prayer and supplication in Philippians 4 and 6. Let your request, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. So I am thankful that he gives us the place to be able to tell him, here's what we would like to have in our life. But I need to always have it before that, Lord, I've got these things that I'm thankful for, that you have done for us. So as I start looking at how thankful I am, if I were to take a test, if I were to grade myself on 0 to 100%, am I very thankful? Am I not very thankful? Am I real, real thankful? You know, real quickly, I would say, I could take 100%. Every time the Lord does something good for me, I tell him I am thankful. I usually come back to him with thanksgiving. I had just the simplest things that can happen. If you lose your keys and you cannot find them and everything's halted till you do find them, and you've looked everywhere and then you start asking the Lord to help you find them, yes. And right where you've been looking all along, now you find them. You know what? It is so easy to return to the Lord and say, I sure appreciate what you did for me. I had that happen today. As soon as I got home, they called me that I had to go back to work. And I needed my access cards. And usually I've got them just laid out in the right place and I can pick them up and go. I could not find those. I had to go to work without them. Came back home and I'm looking all over for them. And you know, you'll go ahead and give a space of time for yourself. You know, I think I can find them. But then you come to a place where I can't find them. They're lost unless the Lord helps me. And so then I came to the Lord. Lord, please, you know right where they are. Would you please help me? And it was just a few minutes that I found them. And you know what? It was so easy to come back to him then and say, Lord, I appreciate what you did for me. So I would say, I'm a thankful person. But there's a couple verses then that come in that I'd like to share with you this evening that makes me realize, oh, I've got a ways to go. And I'd like to look at one of those in Ephesians. In the 5th chapter and in the 20th verse. Let's start in the 19th verse. Speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns, spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. Giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. For all things, giving thanks. Now, how does that work? Because there's another verse in 1 Thessalonians 5 and 18. There have been times in my life that I would say, if I could just know what God's will was for me, I would do it. If I could just know, it's so hard to know what God's will is. This verse tells me exactly. This verse right here tells me, Dan, you want to do God's will? Here's how you can do it. 1 Thessalonians 5 and 18. In everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. And I look back at an example when Daniel was taken into captivity. And he's in a foreign land now and he's a slave. And to my understanding, he never was released. He died in captivity. And yet the time came, he was lifted to power. He had a very good position. But then the day comes where he's likely to go into the lion's den. He realizes what the requirement is to not go. It is don't pray to God and you won't have to go. And yet it says to us in Daniel 6 and 10 that he just continued on just like he had always done. He still prayed 3 times a day. But there's a little word in there. Because now he knows that today, this day, I could go to the lion's den. But it said he continued to open his window, pray to God, and give thanks.
Yes.
And I thought of that word, give thanks for what? He soon could lose his life in the lion's den. You know what Daniel had to be thankful for? I don't think he was just, oh, I can't wait to get in there. I've been wanting to go see a lion for a long time. No. I believe he had fears inside him just like the rest of us would have. But you know what he had to be thankful for? There was not too long before that, the king had had a dream and he forgot what it was.
Yes.
And he was so upset with the people that should have been able to tell him about the dream that he said, I'm going to kill everybody. And Daniel at that time said, there's a God in heaven that can reveal these kind of secrets. And you know, Daniel went to praying. There was something else that Daniel did. He never took credit to himself. I mean, he could have gained a lot of credit among the people by making it look like he had some special powers. But you know, he was always real quick to tell them, a man's not able to do this, but there's a God in heaven that's a revealer of secrets.
Yes.
And you remember he started telling him, oh, king, here's your dream. Now, I thought about that. You're going to lose your life if it was not the right dream. But Daniel had a contact with God that he said, okay, here it is. This is the first part. This is the next part. And you know, I would be looking to see if the light comes on in the king's eyes. Oh yes, now I remember that was, go ahead. But Daniel wasn't worried about that. Daniel knew because he had a contact with God. So what would he be giving thanks for? I'll tell you what he'd give thanks for is, Lord, you came with me.
Yes.
You don't just dwell in Jerusalem, and if I could ever get back there again, things would go well for me. But he knew God is right here with me. He will be with me tomorrow, whatever goes through. So this one says, giving thanks, Ephesians 5 and 20, giving thanks always for all things. How do I do that? If I will put myself in a place. That verse that says, keep your heart with all diligence. I think it's where I start training my heart that this is how I live my life. Is it's about realizing that God's in control of everything that could come to me. And rather than being real troubled, Daniel could have been very troubled about what the future held for him. But he committed it in the Lord's hands, and he gave thanks that God would be with him through it. You know, I've been concerned about what the future holds for America. You know, we can do the same thing as Daniel did. When we send our prayers up to the Lord, we can give him thanks that no matter what happens out in the future, God will be there with us. And so then that starts opening up the verse in Romans, the 8th chapter and the 28th verse. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. A calm assurance that God's in control of everything that's going to be happening in my life. That takes Thanksgiving down to another level in my life. It was so easy for me to give thanks when I've got food on the table, when things are going well. I've got health. I've thanked the Lord before whenever I got up in the morning and felt well. All of the positive things he gave me in my life, I gave thanks for.
Yes.
But I start seeing this. You want to do God's will? Thank him for everything that comes in our life. And it's not about me saying I love the things that happen to me. It's about me knowing a God and having a relationship with God that I can say I know that this thing also, Daniel knew, this thing also will work together for good. He didn't, you know, we get to read the end of the story. He came out of that and didn't die. You know, he thanked God that God was going to be with him no matter which way it went. The three Hebrew children are the same way. To have a determination, it didn't matter one way or another. They had a contact with God. I would like to be able to have that same thing in my life. So I think of a song that we sing. Though in trial I suffer, he keeps me content. He sees before me the dangers that are prepared. And in mercy his wisdom, the flames may have sent, that my soul greater woe might be spared. You know, we talked this morning about being able to make heaven our home in the end. And you know what? The only way I'm going to be able to make it is as I yield myself to the Lord. And he realizes this thing needs to be purged out of my life to be able to make it in the end. And I give him thanks that he's willing to do that in my life. Another verse of that says, it will work for my good if my Savior I love. He assures me, he knows, and he cares, that he has a care about me. Another verse of a song. In the heated furnace, Father, let me stay.
Yes.
Precious gold refining, purge the dross away. Till thy glorious image is reflected there. Till the costly jewels of thy grace I wear. Jesus left us an example of thanksgiving. I remember when they were looking for food. What are we going to do to feed these people? And Jesus said, you know, bring them all together. You got a few loaves, you got a few fishes. Bring them together. Real easily, he could have said, I tell you what, y'all watch this. You have never seen anything like this before. But instead, what did he do? He did the same thing that we do every time before we eat. He gave thanks to his Father for providing the food, for being able to make it stretch as far as it needed to go. He gave thanks. And to me, another thing that showed me was Christ wanted to make sure that the glory did not come to himself. Pass it right on. I give thanks for this because it's God that's going to be able to do this miracle that we need. And then I think of Jesus going on and giving us another example of giving thanks. When he in Matthew 26 and 27, we read these verses at our time of the Lord's Supper, and feet washing. And this one says he took the cup and he gave thanks. Now, what was he giving thanks for? Because he knew more than anybody else what that cup was going to represent in just a little bit. The blood that he would shed, the suffering that he would soon go through. What was he giving thanks for? What that price was going to be able to buy. What he would be able to purchase from it. He gave thanks for it. We sing a song sometimes, number 126. I thank thee, Lord, that I can cast my burdens all on thee. Does that say I just love being in trouble? I love trouble coming. No, what it says is I found a place to take my troubles to. And I'm thankful that I can cast them all on thee. Though I be tempted, thou hast died to bear them all for me. I find now that when I'm grading myself for Thanksgiving, I come way short. Because it's real easy for me to be thankful for the good things that are in my life. But then when I find the difficult things come, pretty hard to send up Thanksgiving for those. But I can do it if I will start training my heart. But you know what? This is an area I can be thankful for also. Because I have learned that Christ has, remember that in Jeremiah 29 and 11, I know the thoughts that I think toward you.
Yes.
They're thoughts of peace and not of evil, to bring you to an expected end. And I read that verse and I say, wow, I would love that to be my verse. And then I look at the difficult times that those people in that chapter were going to go through. They had 70 years of captivity out ahead of them. But his thoughts for them through that 70 years was, I'm going to bring you to an expected end. I have a plan that this will make changes in your lives that will be beneficial to you. So I'd like to close with one more song. This one sometimes can be difficult, but we're going to have to learn. I'll have to learn to be like Daniel and realize the thanksgiving that I'm really giving God is that he will be with me in the middle of the trouble. We've heard this song before. Thank you for the valley I walked through today. The darker the valley, the more I learn to pray. And you know, that surely does work that way. When I find that it's moved out of the category that I can do anything about it, I start then sending it all up to the Lord. I found you where the lilies are blooming, by the way, and I thank you for the valley that I walked through today. Life can't be all sunshine, or the flowers would die. The rivers would be deserts, all barren and dry. Life cannot be all blessing, or there would be no need to pray. So I thank you for the valley that I walked through today.
Amen.
Thank you for every hill I climbed, for every time that the sun didn't shine. Thank you for every lonely night that I prayed till I knew everything was all right. And I thank you for the valley that I walked through today. You know what? I'd love it if all through my life the thanksgiving I give are for positive things, that no negative things come into my life. But for every one of us, we're going to have sunshine and we're going to have shadow. But through it all, to the Christian, God has a purpose. We know that all things work together for good. And when I start finding that in my life, this is not a positive thing. This is not something that I'd like to have, but I do believe that God is in control of it. I can start thanking him for other areas of my life that maybe I didn't do before. How does that go, Bridget?